As a child growing up in Baltimore City, I had a very diverse group of friends. They were black, white, Hispanic, Asian, everything in between. I never cared that my friends had a different skin color. All I cared about was if they were a good person or not. My best friend growing up was a black kid named Sean. Sean didn't have the best situation at home, so he was practically a part of my family and was with us every single day. As we got older, and I started to meet more people through sports, I started to realize that a lot of my newer friends and their parents didn't seem too fond of my friends from the neighborhood, even after just brief encounters of taking me home after practice. Their parents didn't want their kids hanging out with us and getting into trouble, so they say. I was young and still pretty oblivious to what was going on at the time and what they always meant by that. I always liked to think that all of my new friends did the same stuff and essentially had the same lives as my friends and I growing up, because why wouldn't they? We're all just kids being kids. Well, unfortunately, this idea of mine drastically changed not much later. I remember my team winning a big soccer tournament one weekend. After it was over, we all went over to the coach and his son's giant house up in the county to go swimming and have a little cookout to celebrate the win. My dad called my coach and asked if we could bring my best friend because he was supposed to stay the night with us that day. And of course, he said yes. Well, about an hour later, after going home to get my stuff and picking up Sean, we finally arrived. You could see everyone in the pool and on the deck having a great time from the driveway. So, of course, we were so stoked to go in and join in on the fun. We walk into the yard and instantly everyone had looks of disgust. Their parents all stared at us walking in, mumbling to one another. I had no idea what was going on or why they looked like that. Until shortly after, my teammate's older brother Jake comes over and says, "What's that black kid doing at our pool party? You know they can't swim." All of the kids and their parents around us were laughing hysterically as Sean, just an innocent kid looking to have fun, began tearing up in embarrassment. My dad angrily asked what Jake's problem was and why he had to say that. A few of the parents and my dad started to argue, which escalated very quickly. After this whole mess, we were told to leave and to take our dirty little city N-word with us. I think that was my first major taste of racism, but I wish it were my last.